Communication skills too. When people with life-threatening illnesses and their carers ask about prognosis, how long have I got, they often mean, what will happen? One aid to answering both questions may be through the use of typical illness trajectories. Thinking in terms of trajectories provides a broad timeframe and patterns of probable needs and interactions with health and social services that can be mapped out towards death. Patients and families also need easily understood information about diagnosis, prognosis, treatment options, and services available. They may draw incorrect conclusions from the terminology used by healthcare staff about the risks or expected outcomes of these treatments. A healthcare worker should explain the treatment options in a way that they can understand, explaining any medical or other technical terminology that you use. They should be open about any underlying uncertainties, as this helps to build trust and reduce the scope for later conflict. Having this information helps to empower them to make important decisions for practical and emotional issues. Improve holistic care and symptom control. Enhance their quality of life. Give them a sense of control. Improve self-esteem. Getting communication right can help patients approaching the end of life, their families, and staff members. Getting it wrong can have dire consequences. Unrequested information should never be given, as it can cause anxiety or anger. Patients come to terms in their own time and manner. Some use denial as a temporary coping strategy and may ask questions once they feel more secure. If you are holding an advanced care planning conversation, how confident do you feel discussing this? What questions could start the conversation? Here are some suggestions. Can you tell me about your current illness and how you are feeling? Could you tell me what the most important things are to you at the moment? Who is the most significant person in your life? What fears or worries, if any, do you have about the future? In thinking about the future, have you thought about where you would prefer to be cared for as your illness gets worse? What would give you the most comfort when your life draws to a close? Listen and empathize with the patient. It will help build trust and rapport and increase openness.